Federal lawmakers tucked an initiative called the Farmers Market Promotion Program into the 2008 Farm Bill. This program financed, among other things, USDA grants that allow farmers markets to accept SNAP, the benefit commonly known as food stamps. The Allegheny Front's Hal B. Klein has more on how these grants are funding technology that helps bring farmers market produce to low-income customers.
Food stamps themselves have never been forbidden at farmers markets. But when the benefits changed from physical stamps to electronic transfers, or EBT, in 2004, market vendors didn't have the technology to accept them. Getting an EBT system up and running is expensive. Costs can easily top $1,000. So this is where USDA grants from the Farmers Market Promotion Program can help. The Main Street Market in Washington, Pennsylvania, is the first regional market to take advantage of the grants. Market manager Ken Sininski says operating the system is a smooth process.
The customers come to us, they tell us what they want to take off their cards. They run their card through the machine. We give them these little tokens. They spend those tokens as if they were cash with the vendors. Very simple.
Farmer Ed Jodakinos, a vendor at the market, adds that the program has also been helpful to farmers.
It's actually picked up our business, probably a couple percent anyway.
Access to electronic transfers at farmers markets is slowly expanding in western Pennsylvania. The state, using funds that began with USDA grants, bought 100 electronic transfer machines and made them available free to markets. One Pittsburgh market now accepts EBT, and Just Harvest, a hunger advocacy organization, is working with regional markets to do the same. Despite billions of dollars of proposed cuts to SNAP spending in the 2012 Farm Bill, including a failed amendment by Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey to gut funding to farmers markets, the program remains fully funded in the current House and Senate bills. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Hal B. Klein.